Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What the hell happened to the Boston sports guy? He said he was biased and then picked Matthew Stafford.
He's not the Boston sports guy.
Isn't bias supposed to mean you follow that with, oh, so it's Drake May. He's the quarterback of my favorite team, and he's a legitimate candidate, so I'm going to take the guy that I should root for.
That's the homerism on that. Like, you have to at least entertain Stafford v. May at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because while here at home, we have watched him, alongside the culture created by Mike Vrabel, raise the tide to a point where now, like, Super Bowl dreams are afloat once again in New England. Matthew Stafford is on a sneaky heater that we have not seen from a right-handed quarterback in God knows how long. He has been unbelievable. Every week it's like, oh, another four touchdowns. Oh, look at it again.
Three games in a row where he's thrown four touchdowns?
Yeah. And the first one was five, so don't discredit him. It was 5-4.
Oh, 5-4-4. Gotcha.
Well, how many other quarterbacks don't even have 13 passing touchdowns, and he's just zinging four every week like it's no big deal?
But, Ted, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
So you played the game, but you played a position that was never going to get these sort of talking points. They were never going to be like, yeah, the MVP should be Ted Johnson, the middle linebacker. Would that defense be with that? Like, it was never going to happen. So, in your mind,
my family debated it all the time.
They probably did, and there's probably. I mean, could you have argued Ray Lewis could be an MVP?
Yes,
Singletary,
Mike Urlacher.
Yeah, like Brian Urlacher.
Yep, Mike Urlacher.
And Mike Singletary.
Mike Singletary. I was thinking of Mike Singletary and Brian Urlacher.
Now, but you're never going to get it. It's become a quarterback award, and so then my next step is
or running back.
Every once in a while,
running backs have won it.
But I think 12 years since the last one, something like that?
Yes. Well, yes. So, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Dan Ball has barely seen an MVP in his life that wasn't a quarterback.
It was Adrian Peterson in 2012. LaDainian Tomlinson won it in 2006. Sean Alexander won it in 2005. Wow, back-to-back years in which running backs won it.
Yep.
And Marshall Faulk won it in 2000.
But so we have Jonathan Taylor. He is definitely in the conversation, and if he can keep doing what he's been doing and having 200-yard games, he's going to remain in the conversation. But let's just boil it down to what Bill Simmons was talking about. He was talking about Drake May and Matthew Stafford. A lot of people are putting those two guys at the top of the odds, the list. Do we take it literally and value, right? The middle word in there is value. So if you took that literally and you took Drake May off the Patriots, and you took Matthew Stafford off the Rams.
Are they playing on the opposing teams, or just removing them from the equation?
The value they're bringing to their teams, right? So now Josh Dobbs is the starting quarterback for the Patriots, and he's working with Josh McDaniels. He still has the coaches. He still has all the talent around him. And Jimmy Garoppolo is now the quarterback of the Rams, and he's working with Sean McVay, and he's working with Puka Nacua and whatever talent is around him. Like, do you look at it that way, or is it simply the best player at the quarterback position, the best stats, the best numbers? Like, how do you value it?
I don't ever usually spend a lot of time on this because this
you're not a big MVP talk guy.
It's like draft talk. It just gets over after a while. But
how about one day contracts?
I look at right. It's just like one day contracts, statue talk, all that. It's right up there with all of those power rankings. Put those up there. I would look at the strength of schedule and who has the best wins. And then I got to factor in who also has the better defense. I think the Rams have a much better defense than the Patriots, okay. That helps Matthew Stafford when you have, I think, arguably a top five, top seven defense. The Patriots defense, maybe top 18, 17,
mm-hmm.
But not. And then you look at their best wins. So they beat the Colts in Week 4. And they beat the Ravens in Week 6, but the Ravens didn't have Lamar Jackson. And then the rest of their wins, I mean, the Jaguars, the Saints, and the 49ers. Okay, I mean, the 49ers, I guess. But those aren't the most – and their one loss is to the Eagles. And so, I don't know. To me, that doesn't really blow me away. I don't think he's beaten up on bad teams. And lost to we did lose to the 49ers and beat the 49ers once, so he's lost and beat them, but he's lost the Eagles too. I just look at that and I think of how good is the defense. So I give more credit to Drake May, new coach, new wide receivers, new offensive line, and not as good of a defense. So who's more valuable to his team? It is by far in my mind Drake May.
Now, if you were to take the same journeyman backup, let's say you put like Davis Mills, who came in relief Sunday of C.J. Stroud, had the fourth quarter of a lifetime, leads the Texans back to victory over the Jags, right? You put him on the Patriots, you put Davis Mills for a full game on the Rams. He is going to thrive with the Rams if he plays as well as he did Sunday, because you're throwing to Davante Adams. You're throwing to a top three receiver in the NFL in Puka Nacua. You've got one of the best running backs in the NFL as well. When you go to the Patriots, you're telling me, like, this whole system, the vibes, quarter in the jar, that everything that's going on with the Patriots, a lot of it is just like culture and belief in each other, not like Matt Collins, Steph Diggs. They'd be starting on any team. I'm not sure about that.
What about that?
What's more impressive? A kid doing, a Drake May doing what he's doing in his second season, or a 17-year vet doing what he's doing?
Drake May.
You think it's Drake? Yeah.
I think it's Drake May. And that's where I wanted to ask you, because
I would say so. I think it is too.
I don't know who that other voice was with Bill Simmons, but that other voice kind of brought up like almost like a career recognition. He's been doing it for so many. I don't really care. What's he doing this year? It's the 2025 MVP. It's not the decade acknowledgement award, lifetime. You watch these TV shows, lifetime. No. This is the 2025 MVP. Is he the most valuable player this year?
Oh, here you go. He's never won it.
Right, that's my point, but I don't care. It.
But I didn't know that.
So Matt now Stafford's you want to vote for
never
him?
Won. No.
Oh, okay.
But that's why people are going to vote him.
Okay. I agree.
He's never won it.
This will be his Al Pacino winning for Scent of a Woman. It's like, that's not your best performance yet, but he had never won it.
And Drake will get hurt.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. It was an example.
I mean, that court scene at the end, come on. And F you too.
And I'm just getting warmed up.
I'm just getting warmed. Take a flamethrower in this place.
So, all right. And it's the other two, is because Drake May is in year two. People will say, he's got 15 years to win it. He's got plenty of time. Don't worry about Drake. He'll be a candidate every. I don't like that mentality.
That is correct.
The award
though.
Is this year.
One guy's got a coach who's considered one of the best offensive minds. Yeah. And he's been there for a long time with players that you guys mentioned that he's comfortable with that are at some of the best at what they do, with a great defense. I mean, I'm sorry. To me, if you're going to make that case, I just think you can make a lot easier case for Drake winning it.
They've thrown for about the same number of yards, within 100. Drake has 19 passing touchdowns, couple rushing, 5 picks, 114 quarterback rating. Stafford has a similar quarterback rating, 25 passing touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah. But he has the better surrounding cast. If you just plop them in each other's uniforms, you don't think Drake would be even better out there? I think he would put up some phenomenal numbers.
Okay, well then how would Stafford do in New England?
I think he'd get killed. He's an old coot behind this offensive line. I think we'd be seeing Josh
Dobbs. But those sidearm no-look throws.
So, Ted, would you not want to vote for this award? Because all this comes into play. I think if you're a good voter, you probably, if you take it seriously And like you're thinking about a million, well, this could happen, that could happen, this, consider that, the opponents, whatever. Would you want to do that?
No. Like, no. I like talking about teams. I don't like talking about individual achievement. That's just it's not my jam. So it's, I mean, I know I got to do it for this job. It just doesn't get me excited. I do like that I'm covering a guy that is in the MVP talk, and that's really the, if Drake May wasn't in the MVP conversation, I would care less.
Oh, same.
But it is kind of fun, and I've been a backer of Drake May, and I've always thought he was a special player, so I'm into it. And so, for, you know, just to get this much out of me on this talk is saying something. I hate that. I just think, you know, everyone's different, each scenario is different, and I don't care about those kind of awards.
I think I would drive myself nuts. And we're biased, as Bill Simmons said there. We're biased. Like, I think Drake's going to get screwed. I think there is just going to be this weird, oh, we got to give it to Stafford. He's the old guy, or he hasn't won it, or this or that. Like, I don't think any of that should matter. It should be more like performance, surrounding cast, statistics, what he did this year.
But people are biased. They have their own biases.
I know.
I
hate it.
They're not. No one's going to ever admit it. No one's going to ever say, you know, Matt Stafford's never won it. You know, it'd be nice if he won it, because that would be fraudulent.
They're but just they're all think thinking it when they're they check the box next to his
it's
name.
It's happening. Like, the fact that when you put it out there like that, Ted, like, Andy, that part of your rationale, like, ah, oh, the kid's so good in his second year, he's going to be around, there'll be plenty of chances. Like, hey, Stafford, we got to honor him. Like, I know he's got a Super Bowl, but you never know when he's going to get a chance to be on that stage again. It's like, I hate it. If it continues down this path, that's how it's going to go.
And we hear about this in the NBA. They talk about fatigue. If a guy's won one or two, oh, now they have fatigue. They want to look for somebody else to give it to, because you can't give it to Jokic every year. Is he the MVP every year? Because if you can, you should. If you think Jokic is the MVP and the best player every year, but some people are like, oh, this SGA kid is good. He's up and coming. Give it to him. I don't know. To me,
I agree.
I feel like people overthink it, and I absolutely think I would overthink it as a voter, because people would bring up these other ideas, and it's like information overload, right? You'd have paralysis analysis or whatever there, and I think it's a great story. I think, as much as I'm a New England person, and like you said, Ted, I've been a supporter of Drake. I thought he was going to be good. He is good. Do I want to be right? Sure. Do I want to take a victory lap and see? I told you he was going to win MVPs. I just didn't know it would be year two.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, just like the most basic, it's kind of why some like Olympic sports are better. You sprint, I sprint. Whoever gets there first, they give the gold medal to, right?
That's that.
Like, there's nobody voting, but now we have 50 guys sitting around arguing.
Gymnastics, and there are the voting sports, and then there's just these straight-up competitive sports.
But it's just, I don't know.
And also look at one more thing. I'm just, you know, between these two, Stafford's coming off of a 10-win season. Like, if there's – the team was – the Rams – theoretically, he's been comfortable with them. He knows what they are. They are a good team going into the season. The Patriots didn't know what they were. That, to me, is a big part of why I think Drake should deserve it.
And not just a 10-win season. If you really think back, they're like a play or two away from beating the Eagles. They would have beat the Washington football team. Like, it was a borderline Super Bowl team. Like, that Rams team was much better than a 10-win team, and then people were giving him credit for. So, yes, he was definitely dropped into, or has been placed in a position to succeed, whereas Drake, again, has been largely been the tide that has raised the Super Bowl waters here in New England.
But don't take our opinions for it. We're in New England. We like Drake May. We talked to him on Patriots Monday, all these things, blah, blah, blah. Colin Cowherd has some thoughts on Drake May and his MVP candidacy.
It doesn't take long in any field to see great. Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, MVPs in their second year. Joe Burrow, second year, Super Bowl. My rule is, if you got the right coach or at least a super strong coordinator, you'll be able to see by the second year if guy's going to be a legend. That looks like Drake May in New England. Todd Bowles, one of the best defensive minds in football, had 2 weeks to prep for him. This kid can spin it. So I've watched him go on the road and beat Josh Allen, and go on the road and beat and outplay Baker Mayfield. So I picked him as my double their win total team. I think they're going to triple it.
So this is one way to look at, like, try and play this out. Like, how is this going to look at the end? Is the Rams and Matt Stafford have four more games that I think are big games. So they got the Seahawks this Sunday, which is a huge game.
Yep.
They got the Bucks, they got the Lions, and then they got the Seahawks again. All right? The two other quarterbacks that he's competing against, Sam Darnold, they have the Rams, the Vikings, the Colts, the Rams, And I would put the 49ers in there. They're a decent team. And then you got there in Bills with
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. They got the Bucs, the Pats, and the Eagles. And the Colts have, with Daniel Jones, they have the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the 49ers. And really, right now, you have Drake May just has two more marquee games. So of all the guys that he's competing against, he only has two marquee games. You got Daniel Jones has three marquee games. Josh Allen has three marquee games. You have Sam Darnold has five marquee games. And you have out there, Matt Stafford has four more. So there's either more games for those other guys to enhance their resume for MVP or to knock them down. Where only two more games really that are marquee games that Drake May can kind of prove his worth for the MVP award.
Okay, so let's muddy the water a little more then, because you brought it up.
Oh, boy.
Even though we kind of think of it as a QB award, it doesn't have to be a QB award. It can be, for example, Jonathan Taylor, who some people believe has carried Daniel Jones and the Colts to this point. Yep. Or Jaxon Smith-Njigba, if you wanted to include a wide receiver in this conversation and what he's done for Seattle. One of these teams is at the top of the conference standings and is on pace for 2,000-something yards, ridiculous numbers. Should those guys be more in the conversation, or are we kind of reaching because we're looking to make a wider field?
I mean, it's hard with Njigba because the guy throwing him the ball is an MVP candidate too.
Right.
So it's kind of like which one's more important, right? You know, Jonathan Taylor's interesting. The last time a running back won the award was Adrian Peterson in 2012. It's weird. I feel like people don't respect running backs anymore. It's just, you know, a lot more running backs want it in the era of the running game.
Yep.
Where it's not as important. It's not stresses. And so people don't see it as an important part, which it still is. But so I think that's going to hurt him. Even though he might break all the records, it still isn't a position that is valued, not even close as much to the quarterback. So I think that's, unfortunately, going to be a reason why he doesn't win it.
Going to get a nice bronze medal.
Nice offensive player of the year.
He'll be up there on stage for that for sure.
I actually do think Daniel Jones and people's uncomfortable analysis of him. Is he good? Is he not good? Is he the guy I knew on the Giants? Is he going to fall apart? Does he turn? That helps Jonathan Taylor, because some people are prone to not trust Daniel Jones and they're like, but they're really good, so I got to acknowledge it somehow. And it's almost like that leads you to say, well, Jonathan Taylor's awesome behind that offensive line and give him credit for that. I don't know. I know it's a weird topic, and you're right, Ted. If Drake May weren't in the conversation, I'd have no interest in this topic. Like, there was a lot of Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen last year, and I was like, I don't know. I don't really care. They're both great quarterbacks. I'd care more about which one goes deeper in the playoffs, goes to the Super Bowl, wins a Super Bowl, than who wins the MVP.
Can I lob this flash grenade into the room? What if Lamar Jackson goes on an 8-game heater to finish the season, gets them to an NFC North title, puts up the gaudiest of numbers and outplays every other quarterback? No. Will that or is there Lamar Jackson
fatigue? He's missed too many games.
Yeah, I think he's missed too many
games. You
got to play
a minimum number of games.
I mean, it shows his value. It's certainly
the whole
big
thing.
V.
Like, look at how important he was.
Bad division, though. You know?
Yeah. No. There's it would make it interesting. It would make it. Ted won't like it, but it makes for late December potentially a segment where we're debating that. But I just think the fact that we're having this conversation is the part that I land on for us. The fact that we're having this conversation, and I don't even say it was, you know, we wouldn't have had it in August. We wouldn't have had it after week one. They lost to the Raiders, and everybody was questioning, had Josh McDaniels scared Drake May so much that he wasn't allowed to make plays anymore? Do you remember those things we were talking about? Mm-hmm. And now we are, whatever it is, 9 weeks later, and we're like, yeah, he should have the MVP. He's going to get screwed by Matthew Stafford. They're going to give him a career achievement award. It's a remarkable turnaround for him.
No doubt.
Remarkable.
No, and then you know what? We failed to mention one more. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still in the up there.
But, yep. He's the one, like, if they get to the end and they're like the one or the two seed and he goes on a run here, he's going to win it. I think he'll win.
Wow. Gross.
I just, man, I think he will. They just lost to the Bills, who just lost to the Dolphins.
Yep, I know. But
and they have the Broncos, the Colts, the Chargers, and the Broncos left. So the Chiefs have four more marquee games on their roster.
If he goes 4-0 in those games. What if he goes 4-0 in those games and they end up as the one seed?
If they win out, if they win out
in the one seed?
He's going to win it. If they go, so they're 5-4, so they would end up, if they win out
13-4
and they're the one seed, I think he wins the MVP. because people just
Patriots aren't the what if they're the one seed?
Then I would give it to Drake May.
Okay, so it all comes down to who has the best record at the end, maybe.
And then you also get back to: are you giving it to the old guy for whatever, or are you giving it to the
career achievement, lifetime achievement award?
And I liked what Cowherd said: the year two special. Lamar won it year two. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes won it year two. It's cool if Drake May wins it year two, and we now enter him into that. True, he's a top five quarterback. He's in that exclusive fraternity with those guys. So. I hope he wins it. I don't think he's going to win it, but I am absolutely rooting for him, if we're allowed to admit that, for him to win the award, because I think he is worthy of it, and it would be fun. 617-779-7937. Do you think Drake May is going to be the MVP? Should he be the MVP? Or are there still some doubters? We actually found a doubter. There's not too many people willing to go on the record and talk negatively about Drake May, but we have one. We'll play that for you up next here on WEEIF.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Patriots, yes. Do you agree this is a Super Bowl team? Greg?
No.
I think
you guys are very good. I think the Patriots are very good. I think Drake May, I just said, I think he could potentially be an MVP guy down the stretch. I don't think the roster is quite there yet.
Are you doing it to spite me, though?
No, I'm not doing it to spite you at all. You asked me to give you a football opinion of a guy that watches a lot of football, and I'm giving you my opinion.
Greg Olson got a little snippy with
who's he
checking? Portnoy.
Oh, that was Portnoy.
Yeah, that was Portnoy there.
A little tone issue there.
Portnoy won.
Wake up, Barstool. Oh.
He kind of wanted to ask one of those rhetorical questions. Are we all agreeing that the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders? Yeah. And Olson's like, no.
No.
And he's like, whoa, okay.
I'd like to hear the answer why he didn't. I don't know if it goes on to explain why he doesn't think they're Super
Ted
Bowl
asking,
contenders.
Ted asking, ye shall receive.
And I know this has turned into a Patriots show, but there are actually other teams that are competitive in the league. And I think Vrabel could be coach of the year. I think Drake May could be an MVP candidate. I'm not debating any of the success.
Do you think the Bills are a Super Bowl team?
They wouldn't be my favorite.
Better chance than the Patriots.
They wouldn't be my favorite right now. They have a better chance than the Patriots.
Well, that's just nuts. I mean, they lost by 40 to the Dolphins. We already beat them.
I mean, wow. Fair point. I'd be curious why Greg doesn't think that they are Super Bowl contenders.
There was
he
that
hates
little
Tom
hint.
Brady. Is that what it is?
Well, Brady bumped him from his broadcast.
He
thing.
Sure did.
Yeah, but I don't know if Brady likes the Patriots. He wouldn't pick a side last week.
You haven't seen his latest power rankings?
Oh no, what did he say?
What?
No.
Wait,
oh.
You haven't seen where Brady
gosh.
Has the Pats?
You guys have power rankings.
Because last week he said, don't ask me to pick between these two teams.
Well,
I
he
can't
picked.
Pick.
He's picked. Now he's picked. So Tom Brady's power rankings. Number one. Can you believe this? Who do you think he has number one? Should I do this? Or should
yeah,
I just
no, no, this is radio. Okay. Yeah, do it.
So who do you think has number one? Or has that number one?
The Patriots?
No.
No, Stiz just told you what number he had, but you weren't listening. Perfect.
I'm getting it from all sides here.
That's what she said.
They won the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, the Eagles.
There you go.
Okay, chalk.
Number two, which is a team that I think is very much a they have the, they have the, we were talking about, they have, might have the MVP quarterback. They have a great defense.
The Rams.
The Rams. There you go. And number three, the highest rated AFC team he has to be in the, his power rankings are?
The Patriots.
There you go. So he has the Patriots as the best team in the AFC.
Okay, so he has the Patriots as the best team. So he has them as a Super Bowl contender if you're the best team in the AFC.
Correct.
Yours, correct.
I'm surprised Olsen, not a Super Bowl contender? Is he... Well, is he concerned about depth? Does he think that?
Well, he did say the roster isn't quite there yet, which I would, on the surface, I probably agree with him that the roster isn't quite there yet. But the roster is there to the point where you're 8-2 and you're winning all the games. And, you know, we can bitch about depth, but if they keep winning games and my guy Ponder or whoever gets a sack here.
You brought him into the club?
Yeah, kind of. Once I learned his first name.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of twisted in the wind a little bit. If you really are trying to make a case for the Patriots to not be contenders, I don't know how you can do that. Quite honestly, when you look at the rest of their schedule versus the other AFC contenders' schedules, the Patriots have the easiest schedule out of all the other AFC teams that are competing for the playoffs by far.
And they're gonna knock each other off. They all have to play each other, and
correct.
There's correct. Guaranteed to be losses in there somewhere for somebody.
The crazy thing is there's the Patriots could maybe bake in one or two more losses and still get the number one seed.
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
The crazy thing.
We've set the floor. I'm sorry, Andy, just real quick. Ted, we set the floor on the postgame show the other night at 13-4. Agree or disagree?
The floor of their record now.
I'd say 12-5.
Yeah. Then they go 4-3 down the stretch.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's worst case scenario. Let's say you lose to the Bills and into the Ravens, and you lose one of the cupcake games.
Trap game Jets.
Yeah. Or the Bengals, who else they got? I can't remember. Giants, I mean, who knows? But I almost feel like you could lose two games and still get the number one seed. That's the crazy part. So I feel like they are comfortably, right now after 10 weeks, in control of that number one seed. That should be the goal right now.
And, Olsen acknowledged Drake May as an MVP candidate, and he acknowledged Mike Vrabel as a coach of the year. And he kind of has to acknowledge that they're going to make the playoffs and at worst have a home game, maybe be the number one seed. If you're those three things, how can you not be a Super Bowl
contender? There's one argument.
What's that?
For that. If they're the number one seed and teams like the Jags get, I mean, you know, not the Jags, but the Ravens.
Yeah.
Or the Chiefs are like six seeds and seven seeds.
Yeah, it's not great.
And then all of a sudden you're playing one of them.
Yeah.
And they get hot at the end of the season. Yeah. That's not ideal.
Yeah, but I got a puncher shot. I'm at home, and I got Drake May. And
well, their two losses are at home. So I don't know about being at home as being they're undefeated on the road. So I don't know if that benefits you, but you see what I'm saying. I mean, the Chiefs, they're like the Golden State Warriors. They start to play at the end of the year. We've been jerking around the regular season. Now let's take it serious. And then maybe the Ravens, too. So you got to be careful. They might get a heavyweight matchup in their first divisional round if they get the number one seed.
Okay, so, Ted, you poked a couple holes in Greg Olsen's argument. You questioned his logic and his argument there. Let's hear Tony Romo's assessment on the Patriots and their ability to be Super Bowl contenders and compete to play in the big game, and see how we kind of compare that to Olsen. Let's see which guy who sees these games, does these games, which guy has a stronger argument.
I think the biggest thing, I mean, the MVP changes every week, we feel like, but he's had some sustained success for a while now. For such a young guy to come in and really understand football, and he's benefited from having Josh McDaniels there, and you need a coach, somebody to really teach you, and then you get to show off your talent, which he has, and boy, it's come to fruition. I mean, if people did not think this team was for real, they are. New England can make a run in the playoffs.
So that was an answer to Greg Olsen. How'd you think Romo did?
Oh, I don't think he gave really anything.
Did he say Polk High football rules and get a cheap pop?
Give me hard, fast facts to back up. He was just saying they beat the Bucs, so they're for real. Which, I think this was a measuring stick for a lot of people, right? Can you beat the Bills early in the season, then you played a bunch of cupcakes. Are you still that team that beat the Bills? Oh, yeah, they are, right? So that's why where I think that comes from. But his argument was a little weak. He just was excited that basically saying that because the Patriots just beat a very good team in the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Doesn't he saw it because he was there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you were going through some of the quality wins some of these other teams have. I don't know if another team that can be considered a Super Bowl contender outside of maybe the Eagles has the quality of wins that the Patriots do with the Bills and the Bucs. Like, those are
on the road.
And on the road, no less. Yeah, that winning out of house. Well, I guess the only quality game at home or tough game they'll have the rest of the way to prove that they can also win big games at home would be the Bills.
Right. If you sweep the Bills, and the problem with, you know, we always talk about, like, in hindsight, you're like, oh, the Panthers game was not a good win, and then they go on a winning, they beat the Bills, and you're like, oh, maybe that Panthers win was better. If you beat the Bills, you beat the Bills twice, and the Dolphins mm-hmm. Do we start to just say, oh, the Bills aren't that good? So does it almost diminish one of your best wins?
It's tough because you could say, well, they lost to the Raiders. And the Raiders really suck.
Yep.
So
you suck.
You suck then, right? So you could do that game all day long, I think.
Yeah. And so who won so you think Greg Olsen had the better argument? Because Dan wanted a definitive answer here. Which guy made a stronger argument? Patriots are not
both.
Super Bowl
both sucked, I thought. But I'm going with Romo because he was all excited and he was like a little puppy dog. And he was just, you know, he was impressed with that win. And I am too. I mean, I think that was an impressive win. I think it was the conditioning, the heat on the road, you know, against a team that has had four comeback wins. They had a chance to come back and beat the Patriots. They could not do it. The Patriots put them away. And again, the Patriots are winning with room for error. That was a terrible interception that Drake threw
yes.
at the end of that game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they still won the game. Like,
yeah.
How many teams win the game when a quarterback makes that mistake at the end of the game?
They don't.
They have mistakes built in and are still winning. That tells you how good this team is.
And look how far they've come. Last time Drake threw what should have been a back-breaking interception in the end zone, they lost because they turned it over six times in the game. Right. This time they were able to overcome it.
That's right. They're just the team that has the ability to overcome mistakes because of the brilliant play of their quarterback.
Right. That being said, I don't want to see that interception in the playoffs against the Ravens or in the playoffs. In your scenario, you're the one seed and you're waiting for Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson to come to Gillette.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise a red zone interception and think you're going to overcome it.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see the Patriots play a team that is really good on offense and really like a Rams or a Seattle. Or even a Colts. Those teams have really good offenses with really good defenses. The Patriots have played teams that have really good offense and a bad defense, or vice versa.
Right.
A complete team they have yet to play, and that makes me nervous. So, you know, they got the Ravens and they got the Bills. Are the Ravens a complete team? No, their defense sucks. The Bills defense sucks. A ton of injuries on their defense, so they haven't really played a great all-around team all season long, and that's what makes me nervous about them going all the way. I still think they can because I think they can get better, but there hasn't been a team on their schedule that has a complete team all season long.
So they'll take care of that with the Colts in the AFC title game and then the Rams in the Super Bowl, and
there
we'll
you go.
Figure out just how good they are, and hopefully we'll be in Santa Clara.
That tape's going to get used against us real soon.
617-779-7937. How confident are you in your New England Patriots right now and just how good they are, how they measure up to the rest of the competition in terms of Super Bowl contenders? But up next, we need to get to this topic. We referenced it a little bit earlier. The Giants need a new head coach and a couple guys with ties to Foxborough. One's here right now, one's used to be here, are being bandied about as options to replace Brian Daboll in New York. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy's very excited. He looked out the window during the break, and it's nice and dark.
There is no more light. It is all dark.
We got to work some things out with our producers. I sent them some audio to play, and they said, should we play it? And I was like, oh, I haven't heard the whole thing. You haven't heard it? You sent it to me. It's like, well, I saw parts of it. I haven't heard the whole thing.
You liked the sample.
I don't know if he cusses in it, you know, but.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
Okay, but, yeah, I think it would be interesting to hear what Craig Carton thinks of the possibilities of Bill Belichick going to the Giants.
This is Bill Belichick's job. He's been an advisor to the Giants for 20 years. He's Giants royalty because of his time with Bill Parcells. The Giants talk to him on a weekly basis. But he has done such a bad job, both at North Carolina and in his personal life with that Fergazi girlfriend of his. You don't even hear Bill Belichick's name mentioned as a possibility.
No way.
If Bill Belichick had just stayed at ESPN, done a great job breaking down film, we wouldn't have cared about his personal life. If he had just stayed on the sideline and waited, he would be the next head coach of the New York Giants. And guess what? Giant fans would have had a parade for him. They would have blessed John Mara and Steve Tisch and said, you finally got it right. The prodigal son is coming home. But because he's banging a girl in her 20s,
oh boy.
And because North Carolina has been an outright disaster, the New York Giants won't touch Bill Belichick with a 10-foot pole. All he had to do was keep his penis in his pants and do some film breakdown, and he'd be the next head coach of the New York Giants.
Okay. Good news. He didn't swear.
Okay.
He said other things.
He did.
But he didn't swear.
Discuss. He talked like a real fan. That's what he's. Carton's a live wire.
Yeah. If I said all that, my dad would wash my mouth out with soap. That's all. That's
so, Ted, did you know that in the last, since the odds opened yesterday on the next head coach of the New York Giants, Bill Belichick has gone from +1600 to +750. He's now the second best odds.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
Behind Mike McCarthy and Clint Kubiak, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is. It literally is crazy.
You know, are you out of your mind? It's interesting to hear him say that. They talk to Bill every week. Like, it is amazing to me that the Giants actually consulted him for anything after he recommended Joe Judge. Why would you ever call Bill for advice ever after that? But I guess they did, and then Brian Daboll goes there, and I guess, according to Craig Carton, they talk all the time, which if I were the Giants, I'd stop taking advice from Bill Belichick.
Oh, my God, if he goes back and he's got a quarterback, and then,
if you're the Giants fans, you know, like, I was in Houston for 8 years. You know how many times, like, there was a point in which people down there were like, okay, can we stop getting Patriots coaches down here? Enough with the Patriots stuff.
Right.
Like, can you imagine what they're saying in New York about the Patriots?
Enough
already. It hasn't worked out.
That was the best point that Carton made, though. If he had just stayed an analyst, then his stature would be so much higher. His stock would be through the roof.
Oh,
and then if you he just did so much damage. I don't think he's aware of this because of all the times we've talked about how myopic a focus he is and how he's got – these blinders on, he's done so much damage to his brand over the past 10 months.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he saved the Giants from themselves. Because it wouldn't have worked if he had not gone to North Carolina, and if this is true, Fitzy, he doesn't damage his image, and the Giants are like, yeah, we'll take you at 73, Bill, and then we'll get rid of you at 74 or 75, and you'll have ruined Jackson Dart. He'll hate football.
You know what I
give
love?
Give him a defensive coordinator for an offensive coordinator.
People just talk like Bill is still 30 years old.
Right.
Like, they're talking about him getting these jobs in the – you'll come back to the NFL. Dude, he's 74 years old.
Right.
What makes you think he could – look, the oldest coach in the league right now, how's he doing? How's Pete doing?
Not
over
great.
There? Not good.
Pete,
some people talk about the fact that you look at the games and like Pete just has like the long old man stare as he's chewing his
gum. You know
gum.
Why?
Like, Pete. Uncle Pete.
He's an old man.
And Bill doesn't know what he has blinders on. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's the idiot and the idiot savant that Kraft calls him. Like, yeah, he has no clue. Like, there's some things he's clued in on, and there's some things no clue.
Or, that's absolutely not true.
Does he not know, or does he not care? There's a difference there.
I might be a combination of the two, Ted. I do think, though, the fact that the Carolina defense is turning around a little bit. Like, I don't think Bill has completely lost the ability to coach. He just does not have the same aura that
he used
to.
There's a difference between coaching and running a program. Can he go coach linebackers, cover two? Yes. Can he run a program? Heck no.
But especially in New York.
I'm going to actually lean this one back into the Patriots for a bit, because Vrabel has obviously instilled a new culture, a program, everything, and he has the right lieutenants all around him, from McDaniels to Downing to Stretch and beyond. Would Bill be willing to cede enough power to the right group of people to help him install or build a program?
Are you asking a real question?
Probably.
Is this a serious question? Okay. Are you out of your mind? Or is this just a
hitman wants to know?
Thank you, real and former Ted.
I'm trying to, because I don't want to call you an idiot, Savant. All right.
Okay.
So, no. Now, of course, was there any evidence out there that was sick suggest to you that he would hire the right coaches?
The answer to that is no.
No. I mean, he stopped hiring the right coaches a long time ago when he felt threatened and when he felt the walls were closing in, when he felt like he couldn't trust anybody. He's the same. He's worse. The way Bill's wired, it only gets worse with age. It doesn't get better. He will never, ever go back to seeing the game like he did in those early 2000s when he was, you know, a good program runner. He can't run a program anymore. He can coach.
That's great.
He can coach. You know, different units and positions, but he can't run a program.
Okay, so we've eliminated Bill Belichick, I think, as an option, even though the draft people, I mean, the sports book people have kind of made him closer to being an option.
That's like you talking about how this Bill as a sports book favorite. That's like you say, if you just want to, like, Florio will always mention the Patriots if he wants clicks.
Well, I think what happened there is at plus 1600 or whatever it was, they. Enough people were betting it, super fans, Patriots, and they're like, you know what? There's kind of a lot of money that if a miracle happens and he gets it, we're going to be on the hook here. We need to lower these odds so we don't take a bath on this.
Man.
That's what I think they were worried about there. The other option is, and this is being bandied about, and we're going to hear from Burt Breer, Josh McDaniels is doing a really good job with Drake May. Could Josh McDaniels be an option for the Giants?
I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a plus. And look, like, they had their greatest success with, you know, a retread. You know, Tom Coughlin had been fired in Jacksonville. And, you know, so, like, a part of them reaching their greatest, most recent success was under Tom Coughlin. So certainly, like, they could go down that road of hiring a retread. I would be surprised if Josh winds up being the pick here, but maybe not shocked, because Josh still does check a lot of boxes. The thing is, you're going to have to be able to really wrap your head around what happened in Vegas, what happened in Indy, and what happened in Denver.
Surprise, but not shocked. Was that the 8-11 wins of predictions there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a range there.
Yeah.
Bert, do you think he's going there or not?
But Bert did go on to say, you know, he didn't say it in that cut, that he thinks Josh still wants to right the wrongs of him being a head coach. And I would, if I was his best friend and advisor, I'd say, why? Like, your legacy as a head coach is horrendous. You've been fired twice in the middle of the season. And in one job, you left one bride at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is one of the worst legacies you could ever have. And you think, you want to go do that again?
And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Hey.
But he's doing such a good job, as an offensive coordinator right now, and he's in such a great position, Ted, that if you just keep doing this for another couple of years, you'll be able to be thought of as Josh McDaniels' offensive wonder mind and not Josh McDaniels' terrible head coach.
Yeah, but they have
so what does that have to do? So you'd hire him as a head coach?
No, I'm saying like he should never be considerate. If I'm Josh McDaniels, I just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Just be great at what you're great at.
What if these people say, oh, but you can make a lot more money being a head coach? Really? I don't know.
How?
What is the lowest head coach make versus the highest paid offensive coordinator? I bet you he's right there in salaries with a lot of the lowest paid head coaches.
Yes, I agree.
And don't forget, the Raiders are paying him until 2027. Right.
But I don't think
$10 million a year to not coach them.
Correct.
I don't think it's money. I think it's what you said. You asked the questions. You know, it went really terrible in Denver and Vegas. The horrible whatever went down, and he goes, yeah, and the only way to erase that is to be a good head coach. And that's the ego, the confidence, the whatever you want to call it, I can erase that by being a good head coach with the Giants.
If he does that, I would not support him. I would say good
that's
luck.
The final answer.
I'm not support. You stay as an offensive coordinator, I'm going to support you, Josh. You go be a head coach, no support for me.
Also, and we can get into this another day, I think his wife might feel the same way. We want to stay here. We like it here. You're good at this job. This job is fun. You probably come home in a much better mood here than you did in Denver and Vegas. Mm-hmm. How about we just live this life? This life seems pretty good. Yes, Danball.
I've heard Pete Alonso's wife is saying the same thing right now.
There we go.
See? Come back to the South Shore. That's where it's good, right? Danny's new hometown.
Well played, Dan Ball. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. That means it is time for The Drive. Ted Johnson, we're going to get into a little culture talk with the New England Patriots. Their accountability, the leadership they've shown this week in particular, but all season long. And I know you're big on accountability within the locker room and self-policing locker room. Do we have that in New England now with Drake May and company? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies.
My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance.
TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.